National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty listeners, I'm your host, Abhi Goldhawk. Today, we're talking about real estate investing. Today, we're talking about passive investing. Today, we're talking about hands-free real estate investing. What does that mean? Well, my team and I have sought out two experts on the topic, and I'm going to introduce them in a second. There are a couple of things that I do want to talk about initially. When it comes to a touchy subject about real estate investing, and I've had these thoughts for quite a while, probably since 2002 when I first started investing in real estate, and that is buy it. That's really the thought that I have. I've been getting a bunch of emails here over the last couple of days, maybe the last week or two, asking, is now a good time to buy? Should I be buying real estate? And let me ask you something. Where do you live? You live in a house. Where do you work? You work in a building, right? These things, just like my buddy Doug Duncan, the chief economist at Fannie Mae, mentioned the other day, are elements to understanding why real estate is such an important fabric of our lives. It's because we live in it every single day. You will, I will, we all will, and it's part of who we are as a society. That being said, if you buy real estate right now, and you do so with eyes wide open, not eyes wide shut, that's the name of a movie, I'm talking about eyes wide open, then we put ourselves in the best position to build wealth, understand cash flow, and realize cash flow on a monthly basis, and build something that we're proud of. There's so many flippers, real estate flippers. You better be listening to me here because I'm going to yell at you for a second. You can't only be flipping. That shouldn't only be the part of who you are. Because what you're doing is you're buying the asset, you're renovating the asset, you're forcing that value add, and then you are selling the asset. You don't hold anything on the books. You don't get the benefits. You don't get to take advantage of the income, the depreciation, the equity, the appreciation, and the leverage that real estate can offer you. So start to understand why building a residential real estate rental portfolio is a smart thing to do. And if you want to do it actively and if you want to do it full time, then great. You have a lot of team members that you'll have to recruit. You'll have to engage different acquisition strategies to find the right deals, and then to renovate the deals, and then to renovate the property, and then to manage it and all this stuff. But if you could have an opportunity to have this done for you, should you? Let me ask that again. If you could have an opportunity to invest in real estate potentially passively, or have a company that says, hey, let me do all the legwork for you so you can keep flipping, or so you can continue to heal patients, Dr. Smith, or so you can continue to be out there, nurse. Like, I feel this makes sense, right? We have our active income and we have our passive income. We have our earned income and we have our passive income. And if we focus on our earned income and not on our passive income, it's a surefire way to set ourselves up for failure. And we can't do that. That's why I'm on the radio show yelling at you every day, right? I mean, you got it. You need this. You need Abhi in your life every single day. I'm only 5'5", but believe me, I'm adorable. But anyway, if you have questions for me throughout the radio show, it's going to be super easy to get in touch with me. The best way to do that is to go to thinkrealty.com/radio Or if you want to get in touch with me on Instagram, feel free to do it. You can kind of hear snippets of the radio shows that are coming up on my Instagram profile at Abhi Golhar. And let's talk some real estate. I'm excited to do it. My guests today are Austin Kerr and Garland Davis from Equity and Help Incorporated. Now, I must say there are two things that I know about these guests. One, Austin speaks very, very fast. So expect that. And I don't know how I'm going to handle that because I'm a pretty chill, kind of slow dude. And Garland has a bunch of rock star doppelgangers. So I want to hear about that too. Here we are. Austin and Garland, you with me?
Yep.
Awesome.
Hey, Abhi.
Awesome, guys. Hey, thanks for joining us, joining me on the show. It's going to be a fun time. There's one question that I have for you before we get started. You can be as dramatic as you want with the response, and that is, are you in a real estate of mind?
Yes, absolutely, always.
Who said yes? This is such a dramatic.
I wanted to say something quick to start off.
No, it's good. So before we get into it all, there's so much to talk about regarding hands-free real estate investing and the topic and things. Tell our listeners a little bit about who you guys are and what you do.
All right. So my name is Austin Kerr. I'm the Senior Vice President of Administration here. What I do is from a cursory glance, I'm managing a lot of the company and making sure that we're delivering the product and we're making sure to kind of keep all of our promises with our clients and always deliver more than what's expected. I also work on a lot of our clients coming in on doing those sales and doing those meetings.
Awesome.
Yep. And at a higher glance, what Equity and Help does is provides a turnkey real estate investment that's relatively low risk. And we take REO foreclosed properties purchased in bulk, and the end game, the ultimate goal, is to convert those into cash flowing owner financed properties. So, our investors, our clients are looking for passive income. They're looking for someone else to handle all of the headaches that come with real estate. You're very familiar with that, as I'm sure many of the listeners are. Really taking the place of the bank. And, our goal is to grow the capital of our clients while helping others and improving communities. So that's what Equity and Help is all about. And we found about the most straightforward, simple name we could find to express that.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's you got equity and help. I think that's super, super cool. There are a lot of, there are a lot of crazy brand names out there, but this is very, very direct. So that's cool. We have about a minute left before we have to go to break, but could you guys go into a little bit about some of the mistakes that residential real estate investors make when they start down the path of investing for rental returns? Because I'm sure there are a lot of those mistakes. Name maybe that top one, then we'll go to break, and then we'll talk about the remaining 826 mistakes they make.
Well, number one, I would say is, and then this applies to all types of real estate, is applying the knowledge and the experience from one real estate niche into all real estate niches. Obviously there are more than one way to skin a cat, as my dad used to like to say. And, you really have to just know what you're getting into, have a clear game plan, battle plan, and stick to it. Be flexible.
I like that concept of be flexible, right? Because you have a lot of these flippers out there, and I've been notorious for this as well. I'm thinking to myself, well, gee whiz, I have to give the best upgrades and the best of everything for the rental side, which isn't necessarily the case. And like you said, that directly applies to applying the experience, say, from the flip side and applying it to all other facets of investing in real estate, specifically rentals.
Yeah.
If you do that, then your CapEx is through the roof. You're spending more than you need to on the property. Your turnover, well, don't know about that. I suppose that depends on the area. But then your overall yield is going to go down because you're investing too much into the property. So there's a lot more to talk about here. We're headed to break. Guys, what's the best way to get in touch with you and your team?
The best way is probably just www.equityandhelp.com. And you can also find us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the same username, Equity and Help.
Awesome. And Think Realty listeners, you got questions for me? You already know how to do it. It's in the name of the show, thinkrealty.com. Or find me on Instagram at Abhi Goldhorn, answering your questions so you can be a better, more successful, sexier real estate investor. We'll be right back. We're just getting warmed up. Don't go anywhere.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Goldhorn after these messages.
If you're serious about maximizing your real estate ROI and want to increase the number of deals you complete, then you need to attend the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Buy, sell, network, and learn at this two-day event. We will have lenders, educators, and other resources all focused on elevating your real estate success. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Dallas, February 24th and 25th. Text on air to 797979 for more information or register now at thinkrealty.com.
Open more, close more with 5Arch. The more real estate opportunities you open, the more you close. 5Arch delivers a borrower-centric approach to lending with common sense underwriting, versatile loans, and deep relationships, enabling you to access loans faster, easier, with greater volume. At 5Arch, they understand that each deal has its own unique challenges. As a result, 5Arch delivers speed and certainty of execution every time. Go to 5Arch.com. Exceeding your expectations. Go to 5Arch.com.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? Renfacts combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, Renfacts can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how Renfacts can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RenfactsPro.com. RenfactsPro.com.
Are you a real estate investor who still self-manages your rental properties? Need free time to scale and grow your business while saving money? Take 30 minutes and enjoy a free gold strategy session valued at $500. Hello, I'm Linda Liberatore with SecurePay One, the Landlord Helper. We will help you review your property management software, streamline your redundant tasks, and automate features that will save you time and money. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/free for a free $500 strategy review session.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579. Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, we're back. I'm your host, Avi, and guess what? If you missed the first kind of opening act, it's really important that you start paying attention because this show is for you. This information for you, the passive real estate investor or the business owner that's been running an organization or a startup geek for 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. You're interested in real estate. You've watched the TV shows. You've listened to the radio show. You're ready. You're committed to take action. This show will identify exactly what you need to do to get there. And it's a really good way to get started when investing in rental property. You can do it yourself. DIY. Believe me, I love DIY. I tried putting together a birdhouse and realized that I can't lift a hammer because my bicep curls I'm doing at no more than 2.5 pounds a hand, right? So a hammer's too heavy for me. But I'm not your DIY kind of guy. I don't like doing things myself. I need a team. I need stuff kind of done for me. And if you're a business professional, you're working 40 hours a week, you're working 70 hours a week, or, you know, if you're a surgeon or you're an attorney, you're working 265 hours a day. I get it. But that doesn't mean that we have to exclude the part of our lives that includes generating wealth and generating passive income forever. How cool is that? My guests today, Garland and Austin from Equity and Help. I like that. It has a nice little ring to it. Austin and Garland from Equity and Help. And we're talking about the concept of hands-free real estate investing. Before the break, I think, Garland, you mentioned that one of the top mistakes that real estate investors make is applying experience from one niche to all the other niches. What other types of mistakes do you see currently that investors are making?
So one of the big mistakes that investors make is when they look at investing, they accidentally find themselves into a place where they have a second job. So when you're doing traditional rental and you're taking on that approach, or when you're doing flipping and you're taking on that approach, you're not actually investing. You are working for your money. So when you're calculating your ROIs, you're calculating what your returns are, you also need to factor in your time and how much effort, time, and as well as money was spent for your return. When you're looking at something that's like a hands-free investment and a true investment where you're just taking your money and using that to make more money, that's when you're really not only making money, but you're saving time, and you're able to take that time and then spend it into the parts of your life that actually make you happy, or, you know, actually make you that regular income, or whatever the game that you want to play is. Now you have the time to do it while still making money on the other side.
I completely agree. I mean, we take a look at this concept of building a real estate business, right? I feel like there's so many folks that will jump into this world and say, I'm going to build a real estate business. And then over a year and a half or 2 years or 3 years, they end up building a real estate job. And like you said, a second job. And that can be very problematic because ultimately what happens to this population of investors? They end up falling out of love of real estate investing because they didn't take the time to set up the systems or work with an equity and help to help guide them into acquisitions, into property management, into more of a turnkey opportunity that should have probably made sense for them from the get-go. Are there any other mistakes that you're seeing? Like, are investors buying correctly versus what your acquisition criteria is? What else are you seeing out there that we could be doing better as investors overall?
Well, just to piggyback on what Garland said earlier, one of the big mistakes is applying the wrong set of information. So a property that would make a good flip isn't necessarily a property that would make a good residual income. You know, when you're dealing with the properties that we deal with, most of the properties are not beautiful properties to start. They're not like these manicured properties, and we don't need to get them there. The way that we develop our system is actually through owner financing and through a lot of unique ways that are kind of more related to how banks work, because banks, if you look at them, are the ones who are the best real estate investors. They have almost no work on the you know, on the side of actually getting that money, and they're able to just take their money and turn it into more money. So we more are going after what they're doing, and we're able to do it with properties that are very cheap, that are, you know, very below the MSRP, and that really still offer the most profit possible with the least work.
Gotcha. So help me explain that a little bit more, because you mentioned owner financing. Many of our listeners may not know what that is. Can you talk about that a little bit?
This is Garland. So what we like to do is avoid renters and rehabs. There's nothing wrong with renters. Plenty of millionaires and portfolios have been established on that. Obviously, that's a topic you cover a lot. We don't like to mess with rehab, so that's really not our expertise. What we, while we're in real estate, we're really in the finance and paper world just as much as we are in real estate. And so what we do for a client, comes in, they say, hey, I want to take advantage of equity and help services. I want to grow my capital. I want to help others. I want to improve communities and increase my net worth at the same time. What's the process? So we source discounted REO in bulk. We do due diligence on those properties. We check taxes. We check liens. We do an inspection on those properties. We really do a lot on the front end in terms of due diligence to isolate those properties that best fit our model. So we'll acquire those properties. We then market them through our marketing firm, which is called Easy Homes. And you can visit that website at calleasyhomes.com. And so that Equity and Help is the investor-facing brand, while Easy Homes is the consumer-facing brand. So all of the homes that are acquired, whether they're in our inventory or acquired by a client, they are marketed through Easy Homes. We source qualified buyers and families in those local markets spread throughout the country. I believe we have properties in about 25 states currently. And we market, we're just looking for families who, you know, have the income, have the skills, have the desire to put in the sweat equity into properties, and the job history, the rental history, but they haven't been given the opportunity through traditional financing and banks to purchase a home, to own a home. So we're bridging the gap and meeting a need. We're taking homes that are sitting idle and vacant in communities where we're finding families that can put their touch on that home and make it exactly that, a home, while generating great returns for the clients who are providing that opportunity to the families. And then we service those notes and that paper over the long haul, sending clients and investors the residual income on a monthly basis.
I like the fact that you're working with clients that are really committed to having that property be their own, right? And that's a really big difference than sometimes just your normal renter type, because they don't have a whole lot more vested. In this case, there's a lot more vesting. There's a lot more for that borrower to lose. So I do want to get into kind of like how you look at the borrower and some of your acquisition strategies, both from the borrower side and then, of course, from the property side when we come back. Think Realty listeners, here's what I want you to do. Go to equityandhelp.com to learn a little bit more about what Austin and Garland have going on and how you can participate in some of those deals. You got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com. And if you decide to register for some of the awesome training videos that I've done or some of the other coaches have done, do it. It's going to be a lot of fun. You'll learn a lot. And use the code name ABHI, A-B-H-I, just to give me a little pat on the back that, you know what, you're listening to me on the radio every single day. Or you can find me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty listeners, we're back. I'm your host, Avi, and my guests today are Austin and Garland from EquityAndHelp.com. They're a company that specializes in owner financing and the paper behind it. And there are so many opportunities in this space. It's awesome. It really, really is awesome. Before the break, we were just getting to the conversation of sourcing buyers and sourcing property. So I want to talk a little bit about that and add some clarity to what that means. So when I'm looking for property, guys, what is a good property that you identify? What's ideal for you?
Yeah, well, let's start with geography, right? Location, location, location.
Yep.
The very foundation of real estate. So we look at any market, whether it's rural or urban. We really look to where can we buy properties. So as you look at America, where are those? Where's the greatest need, the supply, and then the demand? So we like the Midwest because there's plenty of properties still going through the foreclosure process, so we can get the best prices there. We like the Southeast because it's better weather. It's easier to sell year-round. There's less bureaucracy, red tape, taxes are lower. So we really like to focus on the Midwest and the Southeast for really different reasons. When you're looking at urban areas, the Rust Belt has gotten a lot of flack over the years, and deservedly so, but you can look at particular cities that are experiencing a resurgence. So Indianapolis, why is Indianapolis different? It's got a diverse economy. They've got the state capital is there. They've got universities. They've got job growth, pharmaceuticals. Eli Lilly is headquartered there. So you've got a lot of opportunity there. There's strong job growth, and there are families there that are still recovering from the recession. So they've got jobs, they've got income, they're paying their bills, but their FICO and their credit scores are not quite up to par to get a traditional loan. St. Louis, major financial center. Some of these cities, there's plenty of inventory and availability. When you get into the properties specifically, and hey, this is not just a turnkey model. Anyone out there with real estate that they're not sure what they want to do with, I encourage you to look at owner financing. Research this as an option for yourself. It's not that difficult. And what the ideal properties are, at least 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, because you want the families. Okay, you don't want the investors that are over leveraged. You don't want to finance the fix and flippers that are just getting started, that are trying to create their empire. You don't want them doing that on your back. I've seen that go bad. You want families with stable income, stable rental history. They know the trades. They can do the work themselves. And like you said earlier, there's a very significant difference between an owner and a renter, right? I mean, there's a sense of pride. There's ownership. There's stability that comes with that. Any person out there who's ever rented to anyone knows, you know, there's no perfect renter. You're always going to have to, you know, fix something up.
That's right.
And make changes there. So, but, you know, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, suburban areas, urban areas, it doesn't matter. But on the borrower side, look for job history, income. Do they make their payments? You know, we vet all of that. And personally, being in the owner finance world, we try to look beyond that arbitrary 3-digit number and really take a look at what happened in these people's lives, something that the big banks aren't necessarily willing to do.
That's a good point. I mean, if I'm a national larger bank, you're right. I'm looking at credit. I'm looking at job history. And these are the things that I will just need to kind of go down my checklist. And if you don't have it, then boy, oh boy, you're kind of out of luck, right? That becomes a challenge for these borrowers. Can you give me maybe like the size of this borrower pool that banks just overlook because they are like, hey, we don't want to deal with you because you don't fit into the kind of the cookie cutter mold that I'm looking at?
Exactly. And hey, you know, and it's not just those that don't qualify. We have plenty of buyers that would qualify traditionally, but the minimum loan requirements are too high for the price point in which we're dealing. Our homes are typically, the families are buying our homes for anywhere from $40,000 to $70,000. The banks don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. So not every buyer is unqualified by the big bank standards. They just don't meet the minimum loan requirements. And there are plenty of buyers out there and borrowers out there that we're selling to. And we're making that our goal, finding those people. And it's we're just meeting a niche, and there's huge demand in that arena.
That's a good point. I mean, you talk about the banks having a specific minimum, and I mean, we see it all the time, don't we, right? It's like, hey, if I want to do a renovation on a property, it has to meet a $50,000 minimum or 70, actually now it's more like a $75,000, $90,000 minimum. And I'm like, well, you know, what if it's a kind of a trending area in like Noonan, Georgia, and I can't get anything, you know, more than the 75, 80. So then I have to resort to either just for me as a rental investor, just buying single family rentals. Now I either have to use my own cash or I have to go to hard money, which kind of quite frankly would suck in that for that. That's a technical word, suck, but it doesn't really do my returns justice if I have a lender that says, hey, I'm going to give you I'll give you a loan for $50,000 for 14% because the acquisition price is too low. That's just a challenge that I'm having in the space. We're about to go to break in about 30-45 seconds. What tips can y'all offer for the listeners out there that are considering owner finance and saying, hey, you know what, let me test the waters. What do I need to do real fast, real first? What's that first step? You have about 15-20 seconds.
Okay, so the first step is really just making sure that you have the right contract, making sure you're going through a lawyer who's dealt with those types of paperwork before, and that everything's wrapped up nicely so that you don't have any risk or don't have any things you have to worry about.
Awesome.
You're the first place.
You do talk really fast. I'm like, man, this is, I got it out of him. Holy cow, I accomplished my task. That's so cool. Well, listen up, Think Realty listeners. We are headed to break. My awesome guests today are Austin and Garland from Equity and Help, and they've been working with investors, with clients that understand passive income and hands-free real estate investing. To learn more about that, go to equityandhelp.com. If you have questions for me, you know how to do it. I've been droning on and on about how to get in touch with me, and you should ask me questions, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Go to thinkrealty.com. Check out also, by the way, the Think Realty magazine, and that is in Barnes & Noble. You can find it. And also the 84 Lumber Store. So make sure that you check it out. We have national conferences all the time. So go to thinkrealty.com/events. Or you know what? Quite frankly, I love answering questions just one-on-one. Okay? I can do it on LinkedIn. I can do it on Facebook. But my favorite place online to do this is Instagram. You know how to get me? Instagram at Abhi Golhar is my home. It's where I love to live. And I love answering all your questions right there. So the home stretch is coming up. A lot more interrogation with Austin and Garland when we come back. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Are you on track to achieve your financial goals? Income-producing real estate is the most historically proven way to accumulate wealth and has created more financial freedom than any other means. Norada Real Estate provides everything you need to invest in the best turnkey cash flow rental properties. Our simple proven system will help you create real wealth and passive monthly income. Get your free strategy session with our knowledgeable investment counselors at noradarealestate.com. That's N-O-R-A-D-A realestate.com.
The key to success in any industry is having a network of skilled professionals who can help you do your job effectively. The American Association of Private Lenders believes that with better resources, you get better results. By visiting the American Association of Private Lenders website, you will find the resources to put more deals together, but better deals. Who doesn't want to improve their bottom line? To find a credible private lending professional, visit aaplonline.com today.
Where are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
Partner with a professional. SGF Contracting Services provides renovation, rehab, and repair services on single and small multifamily investor properties. At SGF, we partner with licensed, insured, and vetted contractors across the country. If you're looking to become a contractor, partner with SGF, or need a company to manage the renovation and rehab of your investment property, contact SGF Contracting, the team in contracting services. Visit us at sgfcontracting.com. That's sgfcontracting.com.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhawk.
Think Realty listeners, we're on the home stretch where you get all of your questions answered in the next 5 seconds. Go. Totally kidding. We're going to take the next 10 minutes and really understand what it is the advantages of owner financing can actually offer. And Austin and Garland, I mean, you guys have done an awesome job, just a stellar job on the radio, kind of helping me understand more about this topic and what it really means for real estate investors to start maybe looking at it a little bit more seriously. And like you said, not having to necessarily deal only with the renovations or only with tenants, how to work with folks that are being owner financed, because let's face it, they're just that much more invested into that property because they want to call it their own. So, Austin, I'm going to hand the mic over to you, man. What are some of the benefits of or the advantages of owner financing?
So one of the biggest advantages is that you're selling that house generally as is or with very little stuff done to it. So when you have a family who's on owner financing, that family is actually now responsible for the taxes, for the insurance, for the upkeep of that home, for repairs, for upgrades, for maintenance, for all of it. So whereas when you have a buy and hold property that you're renting out, you have to constantly deal with the calls and have to constantly deal with, you know, them saying, oh, I want a better sink, or oh, I want a better this. And some of those bills that cut away from your ROI, with owner financing, all the money you're receiving is just your money. And all of that burden is then on that family to maintain and upgrade and deal with all those things.
Gotcha. Interesting. And I know, Garland, you have a pretty awesome personal story because you said you were owner financed.
Yeah. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was actually just getting into real estate. I had been in the ministry. That doesn't pay very well, needless to say. I was also in the middle of a separation, and I had been foreclosed on years ago when I bought a home that I shouldn't have purchased at the peak of the market, and ended up in the same position that a lot of people found themselves in. I was a chronic renter for about almost a decade, and four houses down from the house I was renting, on my block, in my neighborhood, on my street, literally four houses down, a home popped up that was one of our sources with our company. And I was like, I got to get this house. Reached out to one of our clients. They owner financed me. 4 years later, it's almost rehabbed. I've put in about $40,000 of personal money into the property. But, you know, I paid a little more in interest and than I would have in a traditional route, but it was my home. You know, I had an opportunity to own something, and it's still my house. I'm raising my three boys in it, and, you know, it's been a great experience. And the investor who financed me probably wishes I would default because he wants that house back, because I took it from a shell to a beautifully restored 1913 shotgun style house in historic Tampa. So,
wow.
But that was something that wouldn't have been possible without that client's vision for growing his capital while helping others. So,
wow. So there really benefits then on both the individual that's being financed and of course the financier. In this case, you get the full benefit, right? Like you get the full benefit of the home, of the appreciation of the home. And like you said, the investor kind of wishes he could foreclose on it or take it back because you've done so much to force that value to increase. And again, I'm thinking about it more from a numbers perspective, but really there's a lot more there that's tied to the borrower in that home. So from an investor's perspective, right, you work with clients all the time. From an investor's perspective, generally speaking, what types of returns can they see when they work with you guys and the properties and the opportunities that you may have?
So generally what you're dealing with is you're having a house that's on a 12% owner financing. That's like the loan that we normally start with. When you're buying a house, for our prices, you're buying it below what you're going to be selling it for. So when you're buying that home at $30,000 and you're selling it at $40,000, you're going to be getting you know, a 15%, a 16% rate of return as that money's coming back into you. And then because that home, when you're buying it originally, is usually more of a shell, like we have, you know, photos we can take someone through that show, you know, a missing kitchen fully, and then after a year, you know, full marble countertop kitchen, that property has gone up in value. So it doesn't happen often, but if a family defaults, that house gets resold for a higher price, then you have even a higher return with your initial investment still just being about $30,000. Now that home is being sold to a family for, you know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, and your return's that much higher.
Got it. So if I'm an investor, what are the best case scenarios and worst case scenarios for me? What should I expect on that realm? Because I want to protect my downside, but of course I want to make as much as possible. What are some of those ups and downs that I should be paying attention to, or I should be aware of?
So the only real downside is that if a family, you know, does stop paying, does default, there is, you know, maybe 3 months you go through where we're looking for the payments and then go into eviction process. It doesn't take very long. And when you look at when we sell a house, there's always a down payment that'll generally cover any of those holding costs during that time. The downsides are low. You have a property that you're buying at the bottom of the market. That's one of the things that I've seen people make mistakes on when they're buying homes to flip or rentals, or they look at properties in general. When you look at a property that's at the top of the market, you're looking at a very volatile asset, because anything that happens to that neighborhood, if your neighbor sells their home for too cheap, or a house in the neighborhood burns down, or there's a shooting on the neighbor's, you know, there's all these things that can really just drop your value that you're not in any control of. So there's, when you're dealing with the properties we deal with, there's so much less risk, because in the end, the only real risk is that you're going to buy that home and have it take longer to sell. All these homes will sell to families because we are making sure that the houses they're buying are all homes that will sell to families. But that's kind of like the downside, is the, just the time of holding where there's not currently a family in there. But once you have a family that goes in there the first time and they make those improvements, it, the second time or the third time you'd have to sell after, you know, 10 years holding or that tenant, you're just increasing that sale price, and the amount of time it takes to put a family into that home is less and less, because now it is a manicured home. Now it is a move-in-ready home. And as you kind of go, that's really where the upside comes from, is just that property as it continues to exist on the market and continues to become more and more inhabited.
No, that makes sense. And we're coming to the close of the show, and I think that's also the reason why, like you're saying, it makes sense to buy 3 beds, 2 baths, and not 2 ones, right? Otherwise, the 2-1 is more for your transition type of person, and they're likely not going to stay there because it, quite frankly, doesn't allow the comforts of a larger home. So now I'm with you guys on that, and I certainly appreciate the both of you taking time out of your schedules to help me understand a little bit more about owner financing, the types of opportunities that are there. So thank you very much for that. What's the best way that our listeners can reach out to you if they decide, hey, you know what, this totally makes sense for me?
Yeah, the best, you can visit our website is equityandhelp.com. We're also on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at equityandhelp.com. As well. And then Austin's going to give you the phone number.
Yeah, so our phone number, you can call us at any point. Reach us at is 844-552-8828. You can call us at any point. We'll answer right up and answer all the questions you might have about our financing and hands-free investing.
Awesome. And I was actually on your website too, just kind of when we were talking, and there are a lot of resources that you provide as well for investors, for agents, and you have a cool webinar that investors can look at and also get in touch with you on. So I think it's really cool. I think what you guys are doing in the space is pretty freaking awesome. And every real estate investor, even if you're not a real estate investor yet, if you are even somebody considering real estate investing, if you are somebody that is a business owner, and you've been in business for a while, and you've been thinking to yourself, hey, you know what, I might make a run, or I might want to make a run at some type of investing, consider it. Owner financing is smart. It makes sense. And Austin and Garland are two guys that totally know how to make that happen. Again, go to equityandhelp.com. Got questions for me? Go to thinkrealty.com or find me on Instagram at Abhi Golhar. Remember to pick up a copy of the Think Realty magazine at your nearest Barnes & Noble and the 84 Lumber Stores. Until next time, happy hunting.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Biz Talk Radio.